For the Egyptian people, Tutankhamun is one of the great pharaohs because he was the reason that everyone in the world is talking about the pharaohs and talking about ancient Egypt and know well the name of Tutankhamun. For the Egyptians, Tutankhamun is their best ambassador to the world.
And after this travel, Tutankhamun is going to Egypt. How this treasure will be protected?
This is the last tour of Tutankhamun, and when the king finishes his tour, he will go back, but not to the Egyptian Museum in Cairo, to his new home at the Grand Egyptian Museum, very close to the Giza Pyramids. There, the whole treasure, for the first time, will be on display. The 5,300 artifacts of Tutankhamun will be on display for the first time since the time of the discovery of the treasure. And it will have a huge space inside the museum. The king will be well protected, and his treasures will be in an absolute secured environment inside the museum.
Would you say that we are lucky here in Paris to see and to touch this?
Of course, you know, by being here in Paris, King Tut is very happy. Why? Because King Tut had an experience before when he came to Paris in the year 1967, and he was visited by over 1,600,000 visitors. So King Tut is very happy being here. We are very lucky to be here. It's a chance that everyone should insist to get it, you know, and to enjoy this magic of ancient Egypt.
Maybe Tutankhamun is the king who traveled the most?
Among all the kings of Egypt, King Tut is the most traveled king around the world. In our exhibit, there is a small artifacts made out of alabaster called the wishing cup. On the rim it is written, may you live thousands of years, may your eyes see wonderful things. And I think the wish actually came true, and King Tut is living thousands of years, and King Tut, his eyes are seeing wonderful things around the world.